The live entertainment business will be among the very last industries to reopen. Most venues are closed or operating at limited capacity because of coronavirus. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, local owners are joining others across the country to sound the alarm and are asking Congress to help save the performing arts.
With a 50-foot-long L-shaped bar, weekly blues music nights, and a Sunday gospel brunch, the Blue Rooster in Sarasota is the kind of place that people come back to. And that's what they did when the live music club and restaurant opened back up in June after a 2.5-month shutdown. But things changed as Florida quickly turned into a coronavirus hotspot.
Last week, we probably had, 15 people in there a night. When you do that, you can't afford to stay open.
And so the Blue Rooster is not. Its owner, Bill Cornelius, says he's closing his doors again until at least the middle of September.
We had a problem with our customers wanting to take a chance on their health and coming out. Even though they love live music, could be a death sentence.
So about 30 employees at the venue will be laid off for a second time. And because the Blue Rooster features live music 6 days a week, many local and national musicians will have one less place to play and one less paycheck. Cornelius calls many of them friends and says he worries about them.
Especially the husband and wife teams that travel around in a van, and a lot of times they just do it to spread a message. And I feel for those people.
Jose Ramirez of Tampa is one of those musicians. He's a nationally known blues guitarist and plays clubs all across the country. He's seen some already close for good.
You know, if it wasn't for the COVID, they would still be around and we would all be able to still go and enjoy live music in their small, intimate venues.
Musicians, stagehands, bartenders, and of course fans have all felt the loss of live music. And a recently created advocacy group is pushing hard to save the industry. Audrey Fick-Schaefer of the National Independent Venue Association says the situation is bleak. The group has been working with lawmakers for federal support, and two bills have been introduced in the House and the Senate. The Restart Act would provide long-term loans to businesses with high overhead and no revenue due to the pandemic, and the Save Our Stages Act would establish a $10 billion grant program geared specifically towards live venues. But Schaefer says the clock is ticking and Congress needs to act before the August recess.
If the shutdown lasts 6 months or longer and there's no federal support, 90%, 90, of our members would fold and never open up again.
And that would be devastating for musicians and performing artists like Jose Ramirez.
I think the government should really pay attention to those workers who are non-essential, in quotes, and really help him out, because we are just waiting for the opportunity to work.
And as Mary Bensel with Sarasota's Van Wezel Performing Arts Hall can attest, there's also an emotional component to the crisis, one that a survey or a study can't really capture.
I remember going to see our Paul Anka concert the night before we had to close the theater, and I never knew that concert would stay with me, because I don't know when the Van Wezel Performing Arts Hall can open again.
Venues like the Van Wezel, with 1,700 seats, do face similar problems like more intimate spaces like the Blue Rooster. Bensel says she can't book a show if performers aren't touring. And she says this is not just an arts issue. It also has a ripple effect on local economies.
Restaurants, bars, valet parking, you name it, hotels. People come internationally to Sarasota because of the arts. And I can tell you, this country will not be open again until our stages come back and are full with performers and an audience watching us.
If and when financial relief arrives, it will provide the country's live entertainment a lifeline. But what's unknown is when people will feel safe to stand shoulder to shoulder at a concert or sit side by side at a theater. When that day comes, Bill Cornelius of the Blue Rooster says businesses like his can return to normal.
I honestly think that it'll recover very quickly. Once the vaccine's here, I think people will be very anxious to get out and resume their lives. Music, brings everyone joy. We plan to be here.
But the reality is, even with financial help, many others will not. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.